WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
It's 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave. I hope you have a great rest of your Friday night. I'm going to head on out. Coming up next will be Baraboo Thunderbirds basketball with Ben Brownlee on the call. Here's Robert Palmer on Max FM.
Thank you.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why.
Feeding on your hungry eyes. I bet you're not so civilized.
Did you hear me just now?
80s, 90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
Of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
Well,
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's Badger Small Conference matchup between the host, Baraboo Thunderbirds, and their visitors, the Crusaders of Edgewood High School. My name is Ben Bromley. Happy to be joined by John Goodell tonight on 99.7 Max FM here in Baraboo, as well as worldwide on the NFHS Network. John, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to spending another Friday night with you.
Sounds like a plan to me. We should have a good matchup here tonight. The Thunderbirds come in at 16-6. They are 6-6 in the Badgers small. They're coming off a nice bounce back win. They won 68-53 at Sauk Prairie on Tuesday. The Crusaders come in at 4-18, 3-9 in conference play. Their last game was Tuesday night as well. They dropped a 70-41 decision to Stoughton. These two teams did meet back in January at Edgewood, with the Thunderbirds walking out with a 63-50 win.
Well, as we found out last Friday night, sometimes at this time of the year, the records don't mean that much. You know, sometimes teams take a while to find themselves, and then throughout the course of the season, you know, I followed high school basketball for a long time. It seems like almost every year there's a team at the state tournament that's like 11-13, and you go, how did they get there? And then you watch them, and they belong.
They got hot at the right time. Maybe it took a little while to find their sea legs. And for the Thunderbirds, of course, they are undefeated in non-conference play. They have had a couple of hiccups in conference play recently. And as I mentioned, that win on the road at Sauk Prairie Tuesday night was a big bounce back for the Thunderbirds, who were in a bit of a funk.
Yeah, that was a good win for the Thunderbirds. And, you know, it's always tough going and playing at Sauk or having Sauk come here. It's always a battle. And fortunately for the Thunderbirds, they wound up on the right end of that one. And we look forward to hopefully, wrapping up the season with the next two games with wins. So
how about that? The Thunderbirds obviously are home tonight. They'll also be home on Thursday night next week, hosting Stoughton. And then after that, we'll be talking about postseason play, just like that.
This is a fun time of year for basketball fans, certainly.
It certainly is. So the Crusaders have a new coach this year, Kevin Schmatzer. The Crusaders a year ago went 18-10 and 11-3 in the Badger.
Yeah, and I didn't, look and see, did they lose a lot of players from last year, or is it just maybe a new coach, new philosophy, and it takes some time to get that installed?
Yeah, but looking at the roster, you got 4, 5, 6 seniors. And, of course, this Crusaders team, they had a nice run. They made it all the way to the sectional final last year. They lost a 68-65 heartbreaker to Lakeside Lutheran. So this year, perhaps a little bit of a rebuild. Time to bounce back with some new, young personnel.
Well, once again, a nice turnout, here tonight, especially on the Thunderbird side. Lots of students, lots of parents here. Great atmosphere for high school basketball.
We should mention it is youth night, so the gym here at Baraboo High School is extra packed with whippersnappers running around. I'm sure they'll give their undivided attention to the game throughout.
Well, I'm guessing they're going to be coming up here, and they're going to be asking for your autograph as the voice of the Thunderbirds.
So we've got a good crowd with youth night. In addition to that, we've got the student section. They're decked out in the theme of helmet night. Lots of different headwear down below us. Speaking of action down below us, activities director Jim Langkamp appears to be repairing the bucket over on the to our left as we face the court. Some last minute repairs are underway here before tonight's matchup.
And Langkamp, always Johnny on the spot there. He's taking care of everything tonight.
He's probably got that Allen wrench in his pocket. He's ready for anything.
Oh, it looks like they're replacing the net.
The net, perhaps. All right, well, we're going to turn things over to the high school band for the national anthem.
Thank you.
Many thanks to the Baraboo High School Band under the direction of Griffin James performing tonight's national anthem. Down on the floor below us, they're going to be announcing the starting lineups. John Gunnell, what can you tell us about tonight's starters?
Well, first for the Crusaders from Edgewood, they are led into battle tonight by Rex Lamb, a 6'3" senior. Also in the starting lineup for the Crusaders, Timmy West, a 6'1" freshman. Henry Apter, a 5'11" senior. Carter Weissickel, a 6'4" senior. And rounding out their starting lineup is Connor Wood, a 6'3" junior. For the Thunderbirds, some familiar names in the starting lineup there, led into battle tonight by Alex Hannigan, a 6'1" junior. Also in the starting lineup for the Thunderbirds, Toby Lefevre, a 6'1" senior. Bo Brewster, a 6'5" senior. Luke Vittengall, a 5'11" senior. And rounding up the starting lineup for the Thunderbirds is Ross Legal, a 6'8" senior.
And of course, Ross comes in as the Thunderbirds' leading scorer at better than 19 a game. He's also the leading rebounder at nearly 12 a game. As for the Crusaders, Rex Lamb is their big threat, averaging nearly 15 points a game, along with Timmy West at about 12, and Gannon Bagstad just short of 6 a game. West is also their leading rebounder at 6 a game, despite being a freshman guard.
Yeah, that's impressive. I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
For sure. Well, we mentioned the first matchup between these two teams went the Thunderbirds' way back on January 4th, Baraboo winning by 13 at Edgewood. But the Crusaders looking to return the favor here, stealing a road win as we get ready to tip things off at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium. Ross Legal is going to jump center for the Thunderbirds up against a Carter Weissickel. Once the officials are ready.
Well, everybody's got their helmets on, so they're well protected. It should be a safe start.
The crowd is well protected. There's the tip. It goes from Ross Legal into the hands of Toby Lefevre. Thunderbirds will have first possession heading to our left as we face the court here at Baraboo High School.
Crusaders.
Now that we can see over the tubas. Sorry, go ahead, John.
Crusaders start out man-to-man.
And right off the bat, a turnover on the first possession for the T-Birds. That's a backcourt violation on a careless pass. The T-Birds typically employ man-to-man defense. Occasionally, they'll break out a zone when they apply some full-court pressure.
And it looks like they're in man-to-man to start here.
Edgewood with its first possession. Apter's got the ball. Gives it up into the corner. Crusaders are going to swing it around. Weissickel's got it, working on Legal on the right wing. Looking to drive on the big man. Passes into the corner. That's a three-point look. Off the back iron, no good. For Wood, and the Thunderbirds looking to run the other way. Toby Lefevre, he's definitely been aggressive, as we've seen here in the second half, John, trying to get to the hoop, not settling for jumpers, trying to get to the rim.
Yep, and he got that rebound and went off in transition right away and attacked the rim.
Barry will inbound, and it goes right to Big Ross Legal, whose shot is just off the mark, rebounded by West. He gives to Lamb, back to West, right wing. He's going to fire for three. That triple is long off the backboard and rim. Loose ball, knocked around into the hands of Alex Hannigan. He fires up court to Lefevre. Back to Hannigan. He finds Bo Brewster. Ooh, the pass is through his hands. Stolen away. Weissickel's got it.
Second turnover on the Thunderbirds on consecutive possessions.
There's a ball knocked out of bounds off the Thunderbirds as Henry Apter was on the handle. It'll be Crusaders ball. Baseline inbound. Once again, I'm Ben Bromley, joined by John Gunnell. We're thrilled to be with you tonight for this matchup between the Thunderbirds and the Crusaders. West looking for an open teammate, finds Weissickel on the right ring. He's looking to drive on Legal again. Spin move, denied.
Nice job cutting him off that time by Ross.
After picks up his dribble, back to Weissickel. He finds a wide open Timmy West under the hoop. That's going to be good for two. And the scoring is underway. And the Crusaders come out showing full court pressure. Pass is knocked away off the Crusaders. Baraboo will keep it. And a quick substitution here. We've got Jason Zitlow entering the game for Luke Vittengill.
Well, and as we've mentioned many times, you know, there's lots of experience on that bench. So the Thunderbirds go pretty deep.
West inbounds, finds Lamb. Kicks it out now. Edgewood swings it around. Here comes Timmy West, looking to penetrate. Draws a foul.
Well, freshman.
Oh, take it back. They're going to call that a travel.
Freshman showing no signs of being a freshman. He's just attacking the basket. He shot a three earlier, and there
certainly
he had a nice
is.
Little drive to the basket.
Certainly is. Turnover, Crusaders. Baraboo inbounds. It looks like we've got some 1-2-2 pressure. full court being applied by the Crusaders. Alex Hannigan dribbles right through it. He was looking for Bo Brewster on the other end. His pass is kicked. Baraboo will inbound from the baseline.
Nice job that time breaking the pressure.
Edgewood 2, Baraboo 0. We are just underway here at Baraboo High School. Inbound goes to Toby Lefevre. He's looking to drive baseline. Gets to the rim. Ball is knocked loose. Lefevre gathers. Gets it to Hannigan for a three-point try. Off the rim, no good. Bo Brewster tracks down the rebound. Reload for the T-Bird offense. Hannigan finds Lefevre. Lefevre to the left block. Little jumper, no good. Bo Brewster, put back. That is good. And the Thunderbirds are on the board. We are tied at 2. Under 16 minutes to go, first half. Thunderbirds falling back into their half court, man-to-man defense. West looking to drive. Oh, and he throws it out of bounds. Another turnover for the Crusaders. Baraboo basketball. Edgewood looks like they're going to show full court pressure on any dead ball situation here. This is kind of a 2-2. Well, I'm not sure what it is. 1-2-2. Zone pressure, trying to run a trap. Hannigan fires to Legal across the timeline. Now he's looking to drive. Left side, kiss off the glass, no good, but he's fouled, and he's going to get a pair of shots. Alex Hannigan getting to the rim, drawing a foul.
And that foul goes against Apter, his first team foul as well.
Hannigan's first free throw is in the air, and it's pure. Thunderbirds have their first lead. Big crowd tonight for Youth Night here at Baraboo High School as Hannigan's second free throw is a swish as well. It's 4-2 Baraboo. Edgewood turned the ball over. Last two times down the floor. Looking to tie it back up or take a lead, and there's a pass that's kicked out of bounds by Jason Zitlow.
That was a pretty good punt. It went about halfway up into the
crowd.
It
almost came up here. I was ready to call for the fair catch. Edgewood ball, sideline inbound. Hand off to West. He kicks it out, finds Lamb. Lamb looking to drive. Fires it over to Wiesekel, right block, working on Legal. Trying to get to the hoop, through a double team, splits the double team, shot off the mark. Bo Brewster's got the rebound. He'll hand to Hannigan, and Baraboo will walk it up. Hannigan, the junior point guard, crosses the division line, finds Legal on the left wing. He waves off a screen, looking to drive. Into the lane, shot attempt no good, but he's going to shoot a pair.
Well, Crusaders still in a man-to-man, but you can tell they watched the tape of the Reedsburg game because as soon as Ross gets the ball, they collapse into the lane.
Legal, two-thirds of his points seem to come on the right block. And Reedsburg, like you mentioned, really flooded that area to gum up traffic. Legal's first free throw is good and make him score from somewhere else on the floor. 5-2, Baraboo. Legal's second attempt. Bounces in.
Thunderbirds perfect from the free throw line so far tonight. 4 of 4.
As long as you don't say it right before a free throw, I don't think the jinx applies. Lamb looking to penetrate. Fires cross court. West has got it. He gathers, and they're going to get him for a travel. Looked like it might have been knocked loose.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if he traveled with that ball or not, but it was caused by some contact there on the ball, not against him. And I think it just kind of pinned itself against him, and he continued to travel, and there's the call.
Fittengill returns, replacing Lefevre. Crusaders are going to stay in this full court zone trap. Hannigan is trapped and fouled.
I think that foul is going to go against West.
And that's one of those fouls 80 feet from the bucket that is not ideal for the Crusaders. They're going to send in a sub. Will Hannon will enter, replacing Timmy West. Baraboo's going to sideline inbound in the backcourt. Fittengill finds Hannigan. It's a 1-2-2 zone trap being employed by the Crusaders. Hannigan dribbles across the timeline. T-Birds will set up their half-court offense. Zitlow on the right wing. Passes up the three. Gets it to Legal, top of the key. He finds Fittengill, left wing. Fittengill gives to Hannigan, left corner. Now he's looking to penetrate. Into the rim. Right-hand floater. Off the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out. Bo Brewster. Going to hand to Zitlow for a reload. Fittengill fakes the three. He wants to penetrate. Left hand shot, no good, but he draws a foul.
Nice drive to the basket that time by Vittingall, drawing that foul.
Thunderbirds not settling for the perimeter shot. They're trying to get to the rim. We're going to see a couple of subs coming in here after the first free throw. Dan Olson is going to check in for the Thunderbirds, and Jasper Alleman for the Crusaders.
So that'll be the second foul on Apter here right away. That's an early possible foul trouble.
Vittingall misses the first. Olson checks in, replacing Brewster.
Four team fouls overall for the Crusaders.
And Alleman replaces Henry Apter. Vittingall's second free throw rattles in. He's on the board. Thunderbirds lead 7-2. Crusaders now moving to our right. They scored the game's opening bucket. End of a lot. And there's a carry. That's going to be another turnover for the Crusaders. Since hitting that opening bucket, they have struggled offensively.
Well, I think having West out, too, he seems to be their floor leader. And with him on the bench, a little out of sync.
Crusaders come out showing zone. 1-2-2 look. Vittingall fires to the left corner. Jason Zitlow's got an open three-point look. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. A three-point hit from the left corner for Jason Zitlow.
And that's one way to loosen up that zone.
10-2, Baraboo. Crusaders look to answer. That's Connor Wood. Nice post move. Spin move, but his shot is off the mark. Legal grabs the rebound. T-Birds heading the other way. Baraboo leads Edgewood 10-2. 13 minutes to go, first half. Legal looking to get to his favorite spot, the right block. His shot comes up just a little short off the backboard. Rebound to Wiesekel.
Nice spin move to the basket, though, that time. Those will start to fall.
Edgewood now looking to penetrate, instead kicking out. They find Lamb. He's the Crusaders' leading scorer, has yet to tally tonight, but he picks up a foul here as he bolts into the lane. They get Vittingall for the foul.
That's Luke's first, team first.
Edgewood will inbound from the baseline. They find Will Hannon, right corner. Ball knocked away. Hannigan comes away with it. Turnover. Here come the Thunderbirds. Hannigan calling out a play. Looks like he's going to get a screen from Ross Legal. Ooh, they're going to call that a moving screen. Legal picks up a foul. Substitution for the Crusaders. Number 44 checks in, and I don't have a 44, so let's see.
I don't have a 44 on my roster as well.
I don't see anything on the JV roster either. Well, there's one. Owen Rist or Evan Bridell. Who knows? In any event, there's a three-point hit for the Crusaders. As we look through our rosters, Crusaders' first bucket.
And that was Rex Lamb with the bucket for the Crusaders.
First bucket since scoring the opening bucket. Yeah, there's the Crusaders' leading scorer getting on the board. It's 10-5, Thunderbirds. Ross Legal answers with a nice little stop and pop floater from 7 feet. Ross Legal's first field goal. 12-5, Baraboo. Edgewood working against this man-to-man defense. Christensen's got it on the right wing. He finds Lamb on a back cut. Fakes a jumper. Now we'll take it from 12 feet. That's good. Rex Lamb has scored on back-to-back possessions, and it's a five-point game. Thunderbirds now on offense. Under 11 and a half to go. Working the ball around the perimeter. Ross Legal's at the top of the key. Finds Jason Zitlow on the right wing. Zitlow, a three-point threat. You've seen him hit one already. Here comes Vittingall driving left side. Finds Toby Lefevre. He's trying to get to the rim. He draws a foul. Shot is off the mark, but Toby Lefevre will shoot a pair.
That foul will be on Alleman. Alleman's first, team fifth. Michael.
LeFevre's first free throw is in the air and good. Bo Brewster checks back in, replacing Ross Legal. And we got Apter back in the game, replacing Will Hannon. Baraboo 13, Edgewood 7. Under 11 minutes to go, first half in this Badger small conference matchup. LeFevre's second free throw bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound to the Crusaders. And they'll set up their half-court offense. Henry Apter is out at the Thunderbird logo. They find Lamb, long three-pointer from the right wing, no good. Rebound is knocked around into the hands of the Crusaders. Swooping in for a layup attempt, no good. Jasper Alleman and the T-Birds come away with a rebound. Dodged a couple bullets on that possession.
Yeah, too many chasing the rebound, and then when they got the ball, there was not a lot of defenders there.
Alex Hannigan on the drive. Nice give. Left block, Bo Brewster. He's in traffic, trying to score through contact. No dice. Loose ball pulled away by Drew Christensen. He brings it up as well. Ball is poked away by Hannigan. Christensen regathers. He's looking to drive on Bo Brewster. Brewster strips it away. Hannigan's got the loose ball. We are playing full contact Badger small basketball tonight.
Yeah, pretty similar possessions on both ends of the floor that time. Ball got stripped.
Jason Zitlow is at the top of the key. Thinks about the triple. Decides to fire. Off the front rim, no good. Little short. Rebound to Edgewood. Rex Lamb's got it, right wing. Working around a screen. Looking to drive. He's fouled by Bo Brewster as he drove to the right block. Rex Lamb will shoot two.
Nice little spin move to the basket that time.
And when you got that perimeter threat, you can fake that shot, get to the rim, get that extra step.
So Lamb, their leading scorer so far tonight with 5 points. Chance to add to that.
First free throw is a swish. Hannigan checks out for the Thunderbirds. Legal checks in. Lamb's second free throw is good as well. 4 point game. No full court pressure after the make for the Crusaders. Luke Vittingill walks it across the timeline. 9.5 minutes to go, first half. LeFevre finds Ross Legal, left wing.
And you can see their strategy. They're going to let Ross have the ball on the perimeter.
Legal drive, or I should say LeFevre drives, can't connect, but Bo Brewster gathers a second chance opportunity, misses but draws a foul. Yeah, just like what we saw against Reedsburg, like you mentioned, they must have watched that tape. They're trying to keep Legal off his favorite spot, and they'll give him a jumper. So far he's been patient, not forcing anything.
Well, that's the third foul for Apter, I believe.
You are correct. Bo Brewster's first free throw off the back rim, no good. And Timmy West is going to check in, replacing Rex Lamb. Baraboo 13, Madison Edgewood 9 with 9:08 to go, first half. Bo Brewster's got one more free throw. It is in the air. It is off the rim, no good. Rebound to Apter.
Did he hit the first? I missed
he
that.
Did not.
Okay.
0 for 2 that time. We're going to blame it on you, jinxing it. Apter in the game with three fouls. He finds Christensen for a three, right wing. That's a swish. Drew Christensen's first bucket. Pulls the Crusaders within one. Legal looking to hand to Vittingill.
It was all Thunderbirds early on, but the Crusaders are chipping away.
Zitlow out beyond the arc, hounded by Timmy West. He fires over to Legal. They're going to give him that jumper. He's standing all alone at the arc, thinking about his options. Picked up his dribble. Now he finds LeFevre looking for the give and go. He's into the lane in traffic. A reverse flip off the backboard. No good. Rebound to Wiesekel. He swings it over. And now into the paint is Apter, who scores through contact. Nice finish by Henry Apter. And now it occurs to me, John, I don't know who 24 is either.
Okay, I don't have a 24 either.
Edgewood's confusing us with tonight's lineup. Luke Vittingill's going to fire for three. Off the rim, no good. Legal nearly grabs the rebound, but no. The aforementioned number 24 has got it. Here come the Crusaders.
A little surprised that Apter's still in the game with three fouls at this point. A lot of time left.
Wiesekel on the drive, picks up his dribble, looking to score on legal. He does. Nope, take it back. They're going to call it travel. So that'll take a bucket off the board and probably save Ross Legal a foul. Alex Hannigan returns to the game for Baraboo, replacing Jason Zitlow.
Edgewood coach pretty demonstrative on the sideline there. And I don't know if they... Okay. I thought for a minute there maybe he was going to give him a technical.
Me too. Edgewood 14, Baraboo 13. Under 8 minutes to go, first half. Crusaders applying full court pressure. Zone trap. Baraboo beats it. Gets it up court. Ross Legal's got the ball. He finds Hannigan, who will set up the Thunderbirds offense. Hannigan with a nice whirling dervish move. Left hand layup, no good. Great move, couldn't finish. Timmy West grabs the rebound. He's looking to push up court. It's going to be a three-point look for Christensen. That's good. Drew Christensen hot off the bench with a couple of triples. And just like that, the Crusaders lead by four.
Yeah, he's made a big difference off the bench here.
So we're going to have a timeout.
First half, yep.
30-second timeout. Baraboo, that gives us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make possible our broadcasts of Baraboo High School Athletics. These include Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, SSM Health, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Well, a back-and-forth affair so far in the first half, John.
It has been. Like we said, the Thunderbirds kind of controlled the scoring early in this game, but Edgewood's been chipping away, and they've got players who are heating up right now. Two big Christensen threes off the bench.
That's been a big factor for certain. Crusaders hit the first bucket of the game, and the Thunderbirds got up by eight. But since then, it's been the Crusaders taking control. They now hold a 17-13 lead. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Baraboo basketball out of the timeout. Hannigan kicks to Legal. Legal looking to get to his spot. He's in the lane. Floater off the glass. No good. Christensen's got the rebound.
Legal hit the deck that time. No
Crusaders
call.
Crusaders had numbers, but now they're going to set it up. As soon as I say that, Rex Lamb fires a three from the left wing, and that is good. His second triple. And it's a 20-13 Edgewood lead.
He now leads all scorers. It looks like 8 points. Oh, 10 points I have him for.
Legal looking to penetrate again. Gets to the left block. Left hand kiss off the glass. A thing of beauty is a joy forever. Ross Legal with another field goal. It's 20-15 Edgewood.
Well, it's been the outside shooting that's been the story for the Crusaders.
They're operating their half-court offense. Oh, there's a steal. A pass to no one in particular. Thunderbirds come away with it. A little miscommunication on the offensive end for Edgewood. Hannigan wants to drive on West. Ooh, and he travels in the process. Turnover, Baraboo. Six minutes, 5 seconds left. Edgewood leads Baraboo 20-15. The Thunderbirds won the previous matchup back in January on Edgewood's home floor. Crusaders looking to return the favor here. Christensen's got the ball in the right corner, wants to drive on Legal. Instead, he gives it to Timmy West. Jumper over Legal, that's good. Timmy West from 5 feet. 7-point Crusaders lead.
Pair of field goals now for West.
Here's Legal getting to the rim. His shot is off the mark, but he draws a foul. Ross Legal will shoot two.
Ross, the leading scorer so far for the Thunderbirds with six.
Legal on the dribble. His first free throw is in the air and good.
Ross has a nice touch from the free throw line for a big man.
Legal listed at 6'8". He'll be playing football at Northern Illinois in the fall. Second free throw is good. He made the list of finalists for the top post players in Wisconsin. A prolific scorer and an intimidating shot blocker. Meanwhile, on the other end, Edgewood finds Christensen for his third triple of the half. And it's an 8-point Edgewood lead. Baraboo needs an answer. They led early in the first half. now find themselves trailing by 8. 5 minutes to go, first half. Legal on the dribble. Wants to get to that right block. He's stripped. Regains the ball, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds. Wait. I think the other official might have an overrule.
Yeah, that got a reaction out of the crowd, but I think the ball was stripped, and I think it went off the hands of the Crusaders. And I think the ball is going to stay with the Thunderbirds.
Okay, looks that way. And mysterious number 44 has returned, replacing Carter Wiesekel.
That's Aaron Henry.
Aaron Henry? Okay. Very good.
I just made that up. Henry Aaron's number 44.
Fine by me. Here comes the Thunderbirds. They find Toby Lefevre. The ball is stripped away. Rex Lamb has got it. Looking to run the other direction. Working on Vittingill. His pass is errant, out of bounds. They're going to say it's tipped.
They're going to say it was tipped.
Tipped by the T-Birds. It's going to stay with Edgewood.
Tough call against the Thunderbirds that time. It looked like it was an errant pass.
That pass was going nowhere. Good, yeah. Connor Wood returns for Edgewood, replacing Henry Apter. Side inbound for the Crusaders. That's Timmy West. Edgewood leads by 8. 4.5 to go. West, step back jumper, 15 feet. Long, no good. Offensive rebound for the Crusaders. The putback is good. And it's a 10-point Edgewood lead.
I think the announcer said Clark is his last name.
Okay, we'll have to look into this.
We'll have to do a deep dive into those JV rosters.
Thunderbirds falling into an offensive funk, but there's Toby Lefevre penetrating into the lane and scoring to stop the bleeding. It's 27-19, Edgewood leading Baraboo. Timmy West looking to penetrate, so he kicks it out. That pass is out of bounds, turnover, Edgewood.
Yeah, I have a Owen Wrist on the JV roster, number 44.
And 24, I don't know if that's Benjamin Morey, he's on the JV roster. He has checked back in, if that's him.
Looks like they have home and away numbers on there, and they're different.
Just to confuse us. Thunderbirds trail by 8. They got Ross Legal rolling into the lane and scoring off the glass. Ross Legal with some fancy footwork in the paint.
And that was textbook Ross Legal there.
It certainly was. Edgewood now on offense. Nice little turnaround jumper from the left block for Connor Wood. That's his first bucket, scoring over Vittingill. Ticking down to 3 minutes to go, first half. Edgewood 29, Baraboo 21. Thunderbirds working around the perimeter. Now Hannigan looking to drive into traffic and scoring at the rim. Alex Hannigan with his first field goal.
Pretty little drive that time by Hannigan. I'd like to see him do that more often.
Connor Wood now with a baseline jumper, mid-range, no good. Fittingill's got the rebound and draws a foul. Got pushed from behind. Clark.
Yeah, I don't have a Clark on my roster sheet.
Appreciate that, Clark. Edgewood 29, Baraboo 23, under 3 minutes to go. Luke Vittingill's going to shoot some free throws as the Thunderbirds are in the bonus. Luke's first attempt off the rim, no good. Misses the front end of a 1-1. That hurts. Rex Lamb has the ball. He's moving it up court, setting up the Edgewood offense. Stops and pops from the right elbow. Off the mark. Who will come away with the rebound? Legal taps it, but Edgewood keeps it. Wood fires cross court. Lamb, three-point look from the right wing. Grazes the rim, no good. Vittingill's got the rebound.
Nice box out that time by Luke. Getting in a nice position to get that rebound.
Baraboo trails by 6. Ticking down to 2 minutes to go, first half. Toby Lefevre looking to drive again. He is hammered at the left block. He's going to shoot 2.
So that foul's on Rex Lamb. His first foul, 19 foul.
Lefevre steps to the line. He's got 3 points so far. Shot is in the air. Rims up. Spencer Noctegal makes his first appearance, replacing Luke Vittingill. And Wood has checked out, replaced by Henry Apter. Toby Lefevre dribbles, shoots. Second one is good. Thunderbirds now within five, 2 minutes to go. Here come Timmy West and the Crusaders. And a foul. Spencer Nachtigall getting his money's worth. Quick foul upon entering the game. Got to get in that scorebook. It'll be a side inbound. That's only 14 fouls for the Thunderbirds. We'll call that a foul to give.
We will.
Crusaders going to set up their half-court offense. Ball is dead. They find Lamb on the right wing. Over to West in the right corner. West, his pass to Clark. Stolen away by Legal, but the Crusaders recover. They're going to reset their half-court offense.
That's a fun little battle to watch there in the post with Clark and Legal.
Apter looking to penetrate. Picks up his dribble. They're going to get an offensive foul.
Wow, and against Apter, I think that's his fourth foul.
That could be a big call. It'll be Thunderbird ball inbounding from the baseline, and they're sending in the sub ASAP. Jasper Alleman is going to return, replacing Apter. Looks like Edgewood's going to apply some 1-2-2 pressure here in the backcourt. More like token
pressure. They kind of pulled it off right away.
Pulled out of it, yep. 29-24, Edgewood leads Baraboo. Thunderbirds moving to our left, setting up their half-court offense. Spencer Nachtigall on the dribble, fires cross-court. Hannigan now into traffic, finds Ross Legal. Ball nearly tied up. Jason Zitlow comes away with it, left wing to Lefevre. Lefevre, it looked like he was looking for Legal, but a little miscommunication.
Yeah, they're having a little conversation right now.
Out of bounds, turnover, Baraboo. Luke Vittingill is going to return, replacing Lefevre. If you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, joined by John Gunnell. Happy to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM and on the NFHS Network. Edgewood Crusaders leading by five, make it eight as Rex Lamb drills another long triple deep from the right wing.
That's his third triple of the night.
He's leading all scorers, and the Edgewood Crusaders lead by eight. Hannigan working around a legal screen. He's going to stop and pop for three himself. That's good. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Alex Hannigan with a triple. Five-point game. Lamb working around the screen. Defended by Vittingill. He finds Timmy West, top of the key, defended by Hannigan. Comes around the screen, gives it up. Under 20 seconds to go, first half. Edgewood trapped in the corner, but a nice dish to Clark. He can't finish at the rim. Vittingill comes away with the rebound. Under 10 seconds to go. Vittingill kicks it out to Legal. Legal looking to go all the way to the hoop. His shot off the backboard and rim no good. 2 seconds left. Shot attempt for West is going to be too late. That's going to be waved off. Basket is no good for your halftime score. It's Baraboo 30, or I should say Edgewood 32, Baraboo 27. Well, that's a spirited first half. Thunderbirds were in control for a bit early on, but the Crusaders taking control before halftime. We'll be back to talk about the first half statistics here in just a few minutes on 99.7 Max FM.
Don Larson Superstore.
Hey, this is Scott Larson from Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. Our GM-certified pre-owned vehicles include a 172-point inspection, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus two scheduled maintenance visits. See us in person or online at donlarson.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. See dealer for details.
Don Larson Superstore, just get more.
At Nautical Coffee Company, we're all about creating an experience that fuels your soul. We're turning up the volume with live music, a perfect pairing with our delicious lattes. Hungry for more? Our menu boasts a delightful array of breakfast favorites prepared fresh and deliciously satisfying. And the best part? We're right in the heart of downtown Baraboo, making it the perfect spot to gather with friends and embrace the vibrant energy of the city. We can't wait to see you at Nautical Coffee Company. It's a vibe.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family,